Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight's story is about something which is going on right this minute, which is the fires, which are the fires in Los Angeles, California. Unfortunately, there have been dozens of people killed, sorry to say, and many thousands of homes destroyed, businesses, and other important buildings, including shuls, Chabad houses. And this is a story about a shliach in the L.A. area. His name is Rabbi Chaim Chanoka. He and his wife, Chani, have been on shlichus there for many years. And the story goes like this. Rabbi Chanoka says that he was loading up his car with water bottles, food kits, ready to deliver them to firefighters who were hard at work up in the hills trying to stop the fires, as well as to those people who were sitting outside of the ruined homes that they had lived in for many years. Many, many houses were burnt to heaps of ashes, nothing left. And here people come back to their house to look at it, and there's basically nothing there, just a pile of ashes. So, at that time, a Jew was staying at the Chabad house temporarily. His name was Danny. And he asked, could he go with Rabbi Chanoka on his mission to help the firefighters? So, he got in the car, and it was quiet for a while as they drove through the streets. The streets looked familiar, but very not familiar, because instead of having every block filled with houses, every block was now filled with piles of burnt wreckage. So Danny said, can I drive past my house? The fire was very close when Danny and his family had to evacuate the house, but he had never yet seen what was left of it, if anything, or if it was okay. Both Rabbi Chanoka and Danny did not feel too good about it, but they drove over to his house. There was black piles of what used to be beautiful homes on both sides of the block. They drove down the street closer and closer, and there was Danny's house. It was like all the others, just a pile of burnt nothing, burnt garbage, burnt remnants. Policemen accompanied him into the ruins of his once beautiful house for safety. But there was nothing left that he could get. It was all burnt to pieces. It was all burnt to ashes. That's it. There was nothing. When he came back to the car where Rabbi Chanoka had been waiting for him, he was very, very upset, very sad. He was crying. His face was full of black marks from the ashes. And, of course, the smell of everything being burnt. Here he had worked for so many years to purchase this home and to furnish it and all the things that they had inside. It went up in flames. It was gone. After about 5 minutes, he suddenly sort of shook himself, took some breaths to calm down, and he said to Rabbi Chanoka, let's go help some more people. Rabbi Chanoka was amazed. Look at this Jew, so resilient. So selfless. He got over in a few minutes such a tragedy of losing everything that he had. And now he wants to reach out and help others. For hours, they did that exactly. They helped other people. They helped the firemen. They delivered water bottles, food kits, and so forth. And then he said a few carefully selected words to Rabbi Chanoka. You know, Rabbi, he said, seeing all this wreckage, all this incredible loss of all these hundreds, thousands of houses and loss of life, it reminds me, Baruch Hashem, thank God, I'm okay. My wife is okay. My daughter is okay, alive and well. True, we lost our home. We lost our car. We lost all our possessions. But we still have each other. Baruch Hashem, we're alive and we're healthy. That's called Hakaras HaTov, recognition of good that God does for us. Why all these people had to lose their homes. And of course, unfortunately, there were lives lost also. We don't know. But when a person realizes that God has been kind to him or her, it's very important to not only feel thankful, but also to actually thank Hashem in words and in prayers. May we hear only good news for all of the Jewish people and for all good people. And by learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, we will certainly speed the coming of Mashiach, and he will wipe away the tears from all of the faces. God, Hashem will wipe away the tears from all of the faces, and we will march up to Yerushalayim with a rebuilt Beis Hamikdash. May it happen immediately, especially through your extra learning of Torah and your extra mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.